Season 7, Episode 11. Hi, I'm Lewis Lampley. Welcome to this edition of Journey of Discovery. In this episode, I will continue the 11-part series on the topic, The Righteousness of God Through Faith. The Righteousness of God Through Faith, Part 6. Romans chapter 3 again, verse 21 to verse 25, we read, But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forth as a propitiation by his blood to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness because of his divine forbearance he has passed over former sins. Justification by faith alone is one of the doctrines of grace that is constantly under attack, because justification is an act of God's free grace wherein he pardons all our sins and accepts us as righteous in his sight, only for the righteousness of Christ imputed to us and received by faith alone. The Bible says, Therefore, having been justified by faith, much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Romans chapter 3, verse 24 and 5:1, and also Romans 5, verse 9. In today's episode, we will ask and answer several questions regarding faith as the instrument, faith as the instrument of justification. A.W. Pink, who lived between 1889 and 1952, said, quote, A full exposition of the doctrine of justification requires that each of these propositions should be interpreted in their scriptural sense, and that they be combined together in their true relation as to form one harmonious whole. Unless these three propositions are carefully distinguished, he says, there is sure to be confusion. Unless all three are steadily borne in mind, we are sure to land in error. Each must be given its due weight, yet none must be understood in such a way as to make its force of null that of the others. So get ready to think through the following questions raised and answered by A.W. Pink. You're going to be blessed, I believe. You're going to be encouraged and enlightened. First, what is the precise place and influence which faith has in the important affairs of justification? First question. What is the exact nature of or character of justifying faith? Second question. In what particular sense are we to understand this proposition that we are justified by faith? And what is the connection between that proposition and the postulates, that is, fundamental elements, that we are justified by faith and justified by the blood, close quote. These are matters which call for utmost care. The nature of justifying faith requires to be closely defined so that its particular agency is correctly viewed, for it is easy to make a mistake here, to the prejudice of Christ's honor and glory, which must not be given to another. His glory cannot be given to another, no, not another. So, not by faith itself. Many would-be teachers have erred at this point, for the common tendency of human nature is to arrogate or to claim for oneself, without right to itself, the glory which belongs alone to God. For there have been those who rejected the unscriptural notion that we can be justified before God by our own works, yet not as a few of these very men virtually make a savior of their own faith. Not only have some spoken of faith as though it were a contribution which God requires the sinner to make toward his own salvation, the last night, which was necessary to make up the price of his redemption, but others who sneered at the theologians and boasted of their superior understanding of the things of God have insisted that faith itself is what constitutes our righteousness before God. He regards faith as righteousness. Well, the Westminster Larger Catechism, question number 73, inquires, quote, "How does faith justify a sinner in the sight of God?" Answer: faith justifies a sinner in the sight of God, not because of those other graces which do always accompany it, or of good works that are fruits of itself. Not as if the grace of faith or any act thereof were imputed to him for his justification, but only as it is an instrument, that is, faith is an instrument by which he receives and applies Christ and his righteousness. Close quote. Though this definition was framed more than 250 years ago, it is far more superior to almost anything found in current literature on the subject. It is more accurate to speak of faith as the instrument rather than the condition. For a condition is generally used to signify that for the sake of whereof a benefit is conferred. Faith is neither the ground nor the substance of our justification, but simply the hand, H-A-N-D, the hand which receives the divine gift offered to us in the gospel. Jesus' word to his disciples in John chapter 8, verse 31 and 32 are appropriate for us today. He said, quote, "If you abide in my word, you are true to my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free," close quote. Here's a wonderful praise response to that marvelous, glorious truth we just heard. It comes from Psalm 148, verse 5 and 6. "Let them praise the name of the Lord," or "let them praise the name of Yahweh, for he commanded, and they were created," close quote. "He also established them forever and ever. He made a decree which shall not pass away." And so, my dear listener, never forget, those whom God effectually calls, he also freely justifies, not by infusing righteousness into them, but by pardoning their sins and by accounting and accepting their persons as righteous, not for anything wrought in them or done by them, but for Christ's sake alone, not by imputing faith itself, the act of believing, or any other evangelical obedience to them as their righteousness, but by imputing Christ's active obedience unto the whole law and passive obedience in his death for their whole and soul righteousness by faith, which faith they have not of themselves. It is the gift of God. Faith is the gift of God, just like grace. Well, that's it for now. I'm wishing for you an amazing day. So cheer up and be glad in it. Good day.